Welcome to the pavement. I'm Sam Slavic. I met Bill from my friend Ricky. They'd been in prison together a few years back. Ricky said Bill changed his life. When I met Bill, he'd gotten out about 2 days before. This is his story.
My name's Bill.
What's going on?
All right, I just got out. I'm looking forward to bring goodness back into society with my abilities.
This is Life After Life. A man squints in the afternoon sun, taking in a warm breeze on the porch of a meticulously maintained two-story home at the intersection of downtown and South Central. Laughter echoes from the street, an ice cream truck jingles, kids meander home from school. Inside the house, hardwood floors and easy chairs make it the kind of place where an elderly couple could savor the time left in well-planned lives. It's a different time, the man says, who we'll call Bill. Kids are crazier now and radical. They really, really don't care. It's a harder world out here now. I understand it. I see it, he says. But actually, Bill hasn't seen it with his own eyes for quite a while. Bill is a lifer, or at least he was a lifer until a few days ago. He served 26 years in a state prison. Fossilized as a teen, he received a life sentence after he was convicted of a violent offense, the nature of which he doesn't want to discuss. Now, he lives in a parolee house. Frozen in time for 227,890 hours, the thaw has begun for the properly remorseful, well-presenting 43-year-old. Handsome, healthy, and free at last, bearing no visual remnants of time served in the nefarious California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. No prison posturing, no cryptographic tats, no furled brow, just a decidedly enthusiastic attitude and an inviting smile.
There's a lot of tools in the system, rehabilitation, that it helped me make me a better man today than I was when I went in. I went in, I was a teenager, now I'm a grown, mature adult. I'm a man, and I know my place in this world.
A lot happened while Bill was locked up. Osama, Obama, cell phones, the internet, the 80s and 90s. His parents and grandparents died while he was in prison. No funeral privileges for lifers, Bill says. You have to accept what's happened and just roll with it. Everybody goes through it. Everybody grieves in their own way, he tells me. Bill sent his first text to an old friend. I've seen it on TV, he says, but I haven't used any of this machinery or these little appliances.
My first text was to my friend. I told him I missed him. And I'm tripping out on everything. Everything's new to me.
Bill willed himself into manhood. Setting his intention, he chiseled away, etching out his character for 26 years. He never received a 115, a violation for rule infraction, the entire time he was incarcerated. It's a rare distinction.
I did a couple of vocational trades in prison. I was a graphic artist for 10 years. Took another vocational trade in drafting, mechanical drafting. I went to college, Hartnell, got 90 units. I got my high school diploma. I got a lot of backing from supervisors that said, hey, I'm an excellent worker, someone you can trust.
I've maintained myself that way, Bill says. I kept my youth. I've still got a young heart, and I've got a young mind. Not a young mind to get in trouble. Bill sleeps well, gets up at 5:30 a.m. Let's go, he says. I got this opportunity, and I'm going to make the best of it and make sure everybody gets the best of what I got to offer. His conviction is inspiring. He could be a motivational speaker. Not like some ex-senator or a washed-up sports figure who ran out of options. This is authentic. You just can't quit, he says. You gotta persevere. Some days, you might get depressed, but you gotta go pick yourself up and just go. Bill attributes his enlightened perspective to his association with other lifers. It's a state of mind, a bond that transcends race. A lifer is a guy who lived out in society, he says. He worked 9 to 5 and he had some sense about him, and he made a terrible mistake and a lot of people paid for it. His family, his victims, and he paid for it himself. He did everything he could to correct himself. Most lifers are like that, he says. Short timers, they don't care. They're doing their own thing, living a fast-paced life, but the lifers, it slows down for them. A lifer carries himself in a way that shows a lot of respect, a lot of dignity. And you can tell he cares about doing the right thing, Bill says. Ralph also lives in the house with Bill.
My name is Ralph. been out of prison about 15 months. Just starting to get my life back together.
How long were you incarcerated?
31 years. Yeah, it's a long time.
State-issued bifocals, goatee, and tats. Ralph is lighthearted. He laughs a lot. Bill's gonna do fine, Ralph says. Most lifers do fine. He probably should have been released 10 years ago.
Lifer's kind of an attitude in prison. You're there for the duration. Not everybody that has a life sentence considers himself a lifer, but it's an easy way to adjust to prison.
In any social setting, there's a stratus. Lifers consider themselves at the top of the stratus. Ralph says that people in prison are just like everybody else, except that they made a mistake. We're not Charlie Manson's, Ralph says. It's a big shock when you get out. We think in terms of before we went to prison.
I was expecting a world in the late 70s. And there's nothing like it. There's absolutely nothing like it. Cell phones and everything, computers, and everything is different.
Ralph has some ideas about incarceration. Prison don't work, he says. Everybody makes money off prison. Prison is the biggest industry in California. You're paying $34,000 to $64,000 a year to house an inmate. Most of the money goes to the staff that watches the inmates, Ralph says. That's why we have 170,000 in prison right now. Politicians play on people's fear. We can't let these killers out of prison.
How do you take a 13-year-old kid and give him a life without sentence? He don't know how to wipe himself yet, because it's politically feasible and profitable. Takes the troubled youth off their hands and puts them in a controlled setting, and they make money off them.
Less than 2% of parole murderers ever commit another crime and go back to prison. That's not true of the short-timers, he says. I don't care how many they let out. They'll keep coming right back in. It's a cycle. You let 50,000 people out, you're going to have 40,000 back before the beds get cold. It's too profitable. Unless they put a cap on prisons and say, okay, 120,000, that's it. You bring one in, you let one go.
I got 31 years experience to offer and an opinion. I just got to find a venue for it.
Bill isn't thinking about prison. He has a simple vision for his future. A job, a house, a family. He says he's going to be a good thing for the state of California. The past is the past. At some point, it doesn't really matter what he did. Time served. The future is a wide open road. Pitman Podcast Series is produced by Chris Joyner and Sam Slavik in Venice, California. Music, engineering, and production by Chris Joyner. Pavement is a transmedia series in print and on the web at laweekly.com.